We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have one item on consent. I move it be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I don't see any discussion matters.
I have a commission. Couple to add, if I could.
Sure.
So one is FERC is looking at some, has an open docket on rule changes regarding incentives for transmission. And my understanding is that OMS is filing pretty extensive comments on that, and that the RSC that I sit on through for SPP is considering filing comments, but the OMS comments deal with a lot more of the subject material. For example, and this is just my analysis of the OMS comments, so I would stand to be corrected, but that they're really emphasizing that there should be an analysis of benefits to customers for incentives in general, and that incentives should not necessarily be in perpetuity, and those are things that I certainly agree with OMS. But I think our RSC is probably not going to address that part of it. Our RSC, I think, is more likely, although it's going to be a phone conversation after OMS actually files theirs. But the discussion I've heard is more likely to comment only on the interregional incentives, which is probably the area where, if I were favorable toward incentives, I might be more likely to like them. But I think our group is going to be opposed to them for the most part, as is the OMS. And then, but now here lastly, and I think RSC is probably not going to address it, but I believe OMS is, that they don't look very favorably on incentives for resilience. And one of the rationale that is, in my understanding, is that NERC and state commissions have that responsibility. But as these, then that's one place I'm not sure I'm on board with that, because as these RTOs make major decisions on who's able to sell into the market and make the deals, a lot of our base load is disappearing, and I fear that we get a year or a decade out. And if we have resilience problems, what can we as a commission do about that in the meantime? I think there is more responsibility for FERC there. And so I don't know that I totally agree with all the comments. I guess my question is, I know some state commissions are filing their own comments. Is that something that we want to address with our own comments to FERC, or just stay neutral?
And this whole subject matter has been discussed for like a year with OMS, and I still find it confusing. But aren't the incentive adders just for transmission?
Correct.
And I've kind of settled on, I don't really like any of them. Like, I can't see a justification for ROE incentives right now. And so I was pretty happy with any comments that opposed the incentive adders, because I don't see the case for it.
And I can live with that. Like I say, if there were any that I would be favorable to, it might be the resilience or the interregional. And I don't know if there are interregional hangups that need incentives or not, but it seems to be where if anywhere where we have lack of build out, it might be there. But I'm not pushing for this. I just, because RSC, if any comments are filed at all, it will probably be only on the interregional portion of it. And just wanted to make sure that since we're in two different areas, that there was not a desire, and we were all thinking each other, we're going to lead an effort to get some comments filed. But
I don't have a burning desire to do state-specific comments on it, but Jerry, do you have any thoughts? Are we missing? And if you're going to speak, you better get up to the mic, please.
I was thinking that OMS was generally opposing the ROE incentives.
That's correct. That's how I read it.
Yeah, okay. And I guess I hadn't planned to take any other position than that.
So, I guess in our analysis of it, and they've had a lot of different calls that I've tried to sit on. I think Adam sat in on one or two as well. It just doesn't seem like the ROEs that they're talking about are very low. So to incentivize, to need higher ROEs just seemed to me unreasonable for customers. But
there were adders to the ROEs that had come under attack.
Right. And which increases them.
Yep. And they were already plenty high without the adders.
It seemed like it.
Yep. Well, and the thought that I, the part of OMS's comments that I liked the best was emphasizing at the very least that there should be an analysis of what the benefits are to the customers, not just to the transmission organization that's going to do the build out. So I'm fine with not doing anything further. Okay. I do want to be clear, though, that at some point I may find myself supportive of some kind of resilience related.
So
incentives from somewhere. And
for transmission, though. I mean, because
that's
it's
where I don't know how it fits in. That's why I don't have a proposal.
I think that's a reason to just keep studying and learning about it.
Yeah, I would agree with that at this point in time. And the gentleman commenting, just for the record, because you can just barely see the top of your head on the screen, is Jerry Lee, and he's a staff member, just for the record.
Okay, then, so moving on, Mr. Chairman, to another discussion point that I wanted to bring up. In scheduling, which we can do at any point, I visited with you, Mr. Chairman. I will be unable to attend the LRC meeting next week on Thursday, and you had indicated that it didn't work for you, too. But so I'm still working with both Commissioner Fedorchak and Steve Call, our executive secretary, and so it's my intention to appoint one of those as my proxy, depending on scheduling. Okay. That's all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and then do we need to notice anything for the MARC meeting? What do we,
Steve? What did we come up? We talked about that.
I don't. Last I talked to Jack, I don't believe we do.
Okay. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay, so we're good on that. Okay.
Good. Randy,
that can change. I'll let you know, but no, at this point, we believe we're good.
Okay, thank you,
Mr. Chairman. If I could just back on the ROE discussion item, I appreciate you bringing forward those things from RC, and I because I do think OMS and SPP are quite, or not OMS, but MISO and SPP are quite different, and we're kind of in these positions of working with each one. And I do think that it's important for us to talk about that on occasion, because we could end up getting on crossways, like in our various positions in those two organizations. So I think it's helpful.
Yeah, at some point it's bound to happen. I know I sometimes sit there when in our RSC meetings, and you know, depending on how a picture is painted for you, it seems pretty obvious. And I do sometimes wonder, well, I wonder what they're hearing over in the in the MISO region about this same subject.
You know, and I particularly like the idea that, you know, if we feel ourselves at odds with those organizations, we might just go our own way, us as North Dakota. And that's where conversations like this are helpful.
Okay, if there aren't any other discussion matters, that was good conversation. We will go into scheduling. So the first on the list is the Xcel Energy Periodic Exchange meeting, Steve.
And the request from Dave Cedarquist was, if possible, September 9th. Now, I realize we moved something off there, but I'm not 100% sure why.
Well, I can add to that. And it leads to number two. So last meeting, we scheduled this wind industry discussion for September 9th, kind of based on some dates that were provided to us. But that ends up not being, there was a conflict there that Levi and Rest wasn't aware of. So that date doesn't work. And so that date is now free. I have a new proposed date to suggest.
Okay, that one works for me.
All right.
Okay.
We will do that one on. And 1:30?
Sure.
That's good.
And about 2 hours, so.
All right. And then next is
rescheduling
the meeting you just talked about, Julie.
So
the new date that was suggested for this wind industry meeting is the Tuesday, October 8th. And it's open on my schedule.
That works for me.
And I think if we could do it in the morning, it might be preferable.
Okay.
How long do we think?
Randy is the...
The 8th works for me.
The 8th. So like an hour and a half, I think, is what we had scheduled the time before. So we can go ahead with that.
9:30 to 11?
9:30 to 11, sure. So October 8th, 9:30 to 11.
Okay, perfect. And then the rulemaking will shift then to 9:19.
Right.
Okay. Because the other one's 9:19, just to be perfectly confusing.
Pretty wow. Focused on getting all those nines into that order, aren't we?
Okay.
And then what time did we 1:30 then on the 19th?
That's what the informal slot is.
Okay, perfect. All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
I have one question for the commission. We haven't had a director's meeting in a bit, so I think we should probably schedule one of those. I hate to say it, but probably sometime in that September time frame.
What about September 3rd?
I show it wide open, so.
It's the day after Memorial Day, or Labor Day. I wish it was the day after Memorial Day. Do summer all over again.
Yeah.
I'm game for that.
Goes way, way too fast.
I know.
But it's not over yet, so it's.
Our next commission meeting is on the first day of school. That's how sad it is.
Really?
Yeah. So, does that work for any? You guys have problems on the 3rd? You can look at the next week.
Afternoon.
That works for me.
Sure.
1:30?
1:30 it is.
All right.
All right. Anything else for you, Steve?
Nope.
All right. Then... We are adjourned.